What's up, Steven?
Not much. What's going on with you, Panda?
Oh, no, I'm just sitting here at the kitchen table. What are you doing here?
Same.
Yeah. What's that? What's that big black thing in front of your mouth?
A microphone?
Hmm. So,
looks like you got one in front of yours.
Wow!
Surprise! Surprise podcast!
Hello.
Welcome to another round.
Welcome, I'm Panda.
I'm Steven.
And it's the spring equinox today.
It is.
Which means I'm especially hyper. I have been spring cleaning and lighting all sorts of candles and incense and putting herbs in those candles and just all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it's been cheerful and it's been sunshiny but really cold. And now I'm ready for beer because we've also been watching Daredevil and yeah. I just can't handle it right now.
Oh my goodness. By the time you guys hear this, we will have definitely already finished Daredevil.
Yeah.
And
we're only three episodes away from finishing it.
Yeah.
We started it not even 48 hours ago.
Yeah, right about 48 hours ago. Not quite, yeah.
Yeah, because it's still very early.
It was still very early.
It's the evening early. Time. Friday evening.
We're afternoon drinking.
Hey, man. It's
doing the day
equinox.
Drinking. That's right.
That's what you do.
There's more day hours now than, or there will be after today. More day hours than light hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or day hours than night hours.
Today it's totally equal. Just as much sunlight as there is nighttime.
That's right.
Yes. It looks beautiful outside, and then you got there and it's like really freaking cold.
It's deceiving right now.
It is. It's very deceiving.
But that's okay.
It's okay, because we're inside drinking beers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What beers are we drinking?
Only one of my most favorites.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's the Schlafly Quadruple Ale.
Ah.
brewed and bottled by the St. Louis Brewery.
Oh, my.
In St. Louis, Missouri. Where we're going to go see Under Oath soon.
Yeah, in St. Louis. That'll be great.
So it says, our bottle condition series highlights distinctive beer styles of Belgian and French heritage.
Yep.
Prior to bottling, we prime each batch with sugar and yeast to give the final beer its hallmark effervescence.
And that, they always do have. Mm-hmm. They've got that effervescence.
Schlafly Quadruple features notes of stone fruit from a Belgian Abbey yeast strain and the taste of sweet toffee from a touch of Belgian candy syrup.
Oh, snap. Could you read more like a robot panda?
Serve at 40 to 45 degrees F. decant fully after opening to prevent natural yeast sediment from clouding the beer.
The beer.
The beer. Oh, man. So yeah, dude. We also put them in two different glasses today to experiment. Does it taste different out of different shaped glasses?
Mm.
And I Googled before we started recording, and mine is a goblet,
mm-hmm.
and yours is a snifter.
Snifter.
So let's give this a whirl.
Let's give it a whirl. Cheers.
Cheers.
Getting good at that, not smashing any fingers. It only took like 55 episodes. Good old quadruple ale.
Mm, yes, indeed.
This beer is... Man, like I was saying, this is a very effervescent beer. Like, it smells really sweet and fruity. Like, mm-hmm. just immediately, like, that's the most striking thing about it to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like I'm drinking a very bready cider kind of.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. yeah, but it's just... It's absolutely delicious. It is a very heavy, like, feeling. Like, it's a sip, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is not a chugging beer.
Oh, no, not at all. So...
I was looking to see... Oh, there it is. It's 12% alcohol by volume.
Holy so there capola. Is that.
we're drinking it upright.
Woo! Clinton's going to get a whole lot more fun.
That's right.
At the neighbor's house. Vacuuming so, their cat.
It's a... the beer itself is surprisingly... darker than like it smells, if that makes any sense. Like,
oh no, it does.
It definitely, it's a very kind of a deep brown color. Mm-hmm. But it smells like it would be kind of lighter because of how fruity it smells, I think.
Yeah.
But it's very pleasant. Yeah. I guess this beer is, you know.
It's definitely like, I don't know if like it just like it makes me think of like just a handful of berries or something, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Berries, I can see what
like
you mean.
Apples and berries. Like, I don't know, man. Like, that's just that's what I'm getting there. You know what I mean? I guess stone fruit, you know? So, like.
There you go.
I mean, do you wanna, it says basically what the description said, so.
Do you want to compare the sniffing?
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Let me drink a little more of mine real quick, and then I'll.
I know you were really wanting to try out the glasses, see if you notice a difference.
Okay. All right. So, that's a goblet. There you go.
You know the thing I do find interesting?
What?
I actually do think that the snifter kind of directs the scent more.
Oh, yeah. Most you know what definitely. I mean? Definitely. That's and that really enhances the flavor of this particular one because of its bouquet. You know
bouquet.
I mean? Yeah. Just a, I mean, I know it's a really big two-syllable word, but...
You can't have too many syllables around here, Panda.
Oh, man.
So, what do you think about it, Panda? What do you think? Why is this one of your favorites?
It's one of my favorites because it is... rather unique for me. I've always really enjoyed juice boxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this feels like a big kid juice box.
okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, like, yeah, it makes sense.
Like that's, because like I do, like I just enjoy the fruitiness of it. Uh-huh. But like, oh, the alcoholic side of it definitely like kicks my ass.
Yeah.
Behind it. So, you know, it's a little bit of an adventure, this particular juice box.
It's a juice box with a kick. Yeah, I like that, like, kind of the same, similar reason of as far as like that it's a different sort of beer. I like really the Belgian beers or Belgian style beers, because this one isn't. This is made in America. Uh-huh. America.
Fuck yeah.
But it's a Belgian-style beer that really... first of all, Schlafly really does a good job at doing a Belgian style.
Oh, dude, shout out to Schlafly, man. But
I think that, like, for my money, that's the best thing they do. That and their pumpkin ale. Those are the best things they do. Make
their
Belgians
pumpkin
and pumpkin ale
is the best. Mm-hmm. The best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I really, you know, if basically every other American brewery I've had where I've had a Belgian beer, I don't know, it doesn't give the same effect, like, as far as, like, it doesn't, I haven't found one in my limited experimentation with that really tastes like a Belgian beer as much as Schlafly's do.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Like, they're more approximations than... real recreations.
I feel you.
And and I know how you're a big fan of the Belgian beers.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like
we need to get like a Rochefort on here or something like that.
That made me so happy. I kind of like those, you know, just a little.
I couldn't
bit.
Tell.
I think I've had that once or twice. I don't remember.
Yeah, probably because they're like 12% alcohol. That's why you don't remember.
No, I love those. But yeah, like Well, it was like, well, first I like stouts, you know, when we first started getting to craft beer, because like, it was such an easy transition because they were chocolatey and coffee and everything. But Belgians was the next step for me. And
and that I think makes sense too, because it continues the sweetness trend that is kind of your MO.
Go into a fruity, which can then introduce more hops, you know, because then you try.
Yeah, because hops can be very fruity as well.
Yeah.
Like you can get real or like real tropical fruit type things, or you can have like a more piney type taste to go with them. So yeah, I like that progression from the stouts to the Belgians to the hops. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh yeah, and also, you know, there are beers that you enjoy just by themselves, and then there are beers that, like, you know, you have with your dinner or something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like Bell's Winter White.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's one that I can have with any dinner because it's like light. But this is it's like an enjoy by itself.
This would be tough.
But maybe with like a little like plate of fruit or something like that. You know, like that would be cool. But, like, this is definitely, like, I wouldn't eat dinner and have this at the same time. Like,
yeah, that's not the, yeah, for me, that wouldn't be the go-to to drink with dinner. It'll fill you up as much as the food does.
Oh, well, but then, too, whatever you're eating is going to totally fuck up the taste of this beer.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it deserves to be fully appreciated.
Agreed. That's why, for me, I can do like IPAs with dinners. I can still do that, mostly because the taste of an IPA cuts through everything a lot of times, like the hoppiness of that, which is the thing I enjoy about them. But yeah, with this one, the things that I enjoy about it, they would be ruined by other foods. Lot of other foods, at least.
What would be the worst thing to eat with this?
Oh. Like some spicy Indian food. Which I would love, just separately.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, that would be awful. I was also thinking, like, some sort of really, mayonnaise-y, oily,
like a bologna like sandwich. Like some fried bologna. Have my Oscar Mayer bologna with my Schlafly Quattro. Keeping it classy.
Or spam.
That works too. I mean, what's the difference between spam and bologna? Honestly, I don't know. Like, I'm not, that's not even
one
a joke.
One comes in a can and one comes in a blister pack.
I guess. And it tastes like it comes out of a blister. Oh, it's the worst. I hate bologna. But that's just me. If you guys like bologna, you can have it with your quadruple if you want.
Dude, I can spend a whole day on a clinic floor draining abscesses, but I will not eat a fried bologna sandwich.
Oh, man. On that note, let's rate these beers, Panda.
Okay. So mine is the Punisher because it annihilates all of the other Belgians out there.
Boom.
And shout out to Daredevil.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give it, for me, I'm going to go with an 8 out of 10. Very delicious. Like I said, I think it's the best American representation of this style of an ale that I've tried. I'm sure there are others that could compare, but I need to try them. And that's what we're doing. We're exploring beers, Panda. That's what we do.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a good life.
And we can't wait to explore them up yonder in Dark Lord Day. Yeah.
They're going to get tired of hearing us talk about that. But we're so excited. We're going to Dark Lord Day.
If they don't know what it is, though, they should know.
They should know.
Is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I can't, like, we're going to do another round with one of the variants, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, because we've already done the regular style version of it with Chris, and that was awesome. We'll do a variant one this year, and that'll be super fun.
It will be super fun.
And then we'll like age, because we're gonna get a few of them. It's gonna be awesome. We get to age them and try them out at different stages. Yeah. So now we're just talking about our trip to while we're recording. So I guess we'll stop doing that.
Hey man, it's free advertising for the Dark Lord Day.
So. That's right, and we're basically they're getting behind the scenes of us, like basically producing the episodes at a time.
Oh goodness gracious! Well, y'all just have a wonderful evening and drink a lot of beers and have a good time.
That's right,
and
be responsible.
Yeah, don't drive and all that shit.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to be good people, so whatever.
Also, I've learned recently that cell phone use incites the aggression of other drivers. So make sure that you also don't divide your attention between the road and the cell phone.
Or else people are going to be mad at you. They're going to be mad. What are we doing?
Oh, man. Actually, it's this beer, dude. It's 12% alcohol, so now we're just rambling.
There you go. Well, we should stop that and we'll go ahead and cheers.
Okay, bye guys. Cheers.
Bye. Ding, ding.
EndangerouslyCreative.com